There I am.
I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and they're certainly right.
Yes.
There is no intelligent life out there.
No intelligent life here.
Not here.
Actually, there is intelligent life here.
Yeah, where?
In our guest.
Yes, Mark Palm.
Mark Palm.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
He says he likes the hot seat. Something wrong with this one.
and the rest of us are normal? You're kidding, right?
Okay. Now, I see by your card, your CEO co-founder of Samaritan Aviation.
That's it.
And Flying Canoe, I mean, what's the significance of that?
Yeah, you know, imagine, I've been here all week, right? It's passionate aviation enthusiasts, or it's pilots that flew in, that obviously the common theme, passionate aviation enthusiasts. And the ability to use an airplane to change someone's life is something we all of us as pilots would love to use our planes to change the world, right? And in Papua New Guinea, halfway across the world, Samaritan Aviation is using seaplanes to literally change lives, turning three-day trips to the only hospitals into one-hour flights with seaplanes at no charge to the people, rescuing them where they're at. And 40% are mothers in labor, tuberculosis, malaria, all kinds of diseases. We're able to save their life, offer access and hope in these remote villages. And in their language, in Papua New Guinea, that's 20% of the world's languages are there as well.
Wow.
But one of those languages is Tok Pisin, which is a trade language that we all speak. And so when I first landed, the first one we brought over in 2010, there hadn't been a float plane in New Guinea for over 40 years, and I land in this village, and I keep hearing the villagers sing, say, Saman Balus, Saman Balus, and that was the name that I kept hearing, and I started asking, like, what does that mean? And basically, they were describing an airplane. Balus is a bird, but it's also the name for an airplane in their language, and Saman is an outrigger. And so they were basically saying flying canoe. And so we've become known as the Flying Canoe over there, and that's where the word Saman Balus comes from, and the new movie that we just launched as well.
You've got a movie about the whole operation.
We do have a movie. It's actually showing today at the EAA Museum at 1 o'clock. It's a 40-minute docu-film on the life over there that follows our families and the work that we do over there, saving lives.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
We just celebrated 25 years since I started the organization and been in Papua New Guinea for 15.
You don't look that old.
Yeah, well, trying to stay young.
Yeah. It's got to be very rewarding and yet challenging. I mean, the flying part's the easy part. It's everything going behind the scenes, I imagine. That's a real, real challenge.
Yeah, a lot of logistics issues, challenges. You know, you're landing on rivers that rise and fall, some of them up to 12 feet in a day from tide. Other times you have flooding that comes up and brings. On one side of the country, we're operating in a river that rises up to 20 feet in 3 days, which is due to flooding, and it's a 1,000 feet wide river, so you can imagine there's no docks on this side, and you're just trying to make it work as a pilot and figure out where you can land and dock up between palm trees. You're dodging crocodiles and fishing nets and a lot of things we don't think about here in the States, but you're doing it because you love people, and you're doing it because they don't have access to help, and we believe that they deserve a chance at life when their kids are sick, when they're dying. We want to help them. God loves them, and God's given us love for them, and we want to help them and bring them to the only help that they can have, which is the only hospital there in the country.
Okay, how many aircraft do you campaign?
We have three currently over there. They're all amphibious 206 airplanes, and then we have a fourth one here at the seaplane base this week as well. If anyone out there wants to get over to the seaplane base and meet our team, we've got the float plane over there. We're flying that as well, so we'd love to have you come check it out. But that'll be going over next year. And as I mentioned, we're expanding right now into a whole new area across the mountains. I mean, Papua New Guinea, you describe it, it's the last frontier. It's one of the most remote places on Earth. The middle of the island is 14,000-foot mountains. And so when you talk about expansion, you're talking about moving a whole new operation. And we're moving into an area where there's a hospital, another several hundred thousand people with no access or hope. If we're not there, or if a seaplane's not there. I was just over there landing in a village that the people had never seen an airplane. And if you can imagine a day and a half canoe ride or paddle to the nearest hospital in this area, or a 16-minute flight. Wow. Aviation can change a life, change a village, change a community, and that's what we're doing in Papua New Guinea.
Wow, so you've got all the challenges, water landings, mountain flying, you've got, and I'm sure the weather changes on a drop of a dime.
All of those factors, density, altitude, it's hot over there, and so our pilots are the best, and we've 15 years without any incidents or accidents, and it's a testament to God's faithfulness, but it's also, competent people that are trained well that make good decisions.
And your support crews.
And our support crews, our maintenance teams, and even those in the States. We're a nonprofit. We're funded 100% by donations. We don't charge for any of our flights over there. The people don't have the resources to pay for an airplane. And so we're able to do this, and we've been able to do it now for the last 15 years full-time in-country without charging anyone. And so that's just an amazing ability to reach people.
Are these strictly medevac flights, or do you also bring in food and supplies?
Our focus is medical. So 7 days a week we're on call for medevacs. We also deliver medical supplies into 40 different little aid posts, like the basic medicine. We've delivered almost 300,000 pounds now of medical supplies into these remote villages. We also work at disaster relief. So when there's a flood, like this last year, we had the 40-year flood, and then you had a 7.1 earthquake as well, and all at the same time. And so then we're able to bring in supplies, people, sickness outbreaks that come up, like a cholera outbreak or whooping cough. Polio came back to New Guinea a few years ago, and so we're able to go in, work with World Health Organization to help stop polio in that area as well. So there's just a lot of challenges over there, and it's amazing these airplanes have the ability to make a huge change.
Well, that's the 206 is the station air, right?
The station air, that's correct.
So if it fits, it ships.
That's it. Except when you add floats, it gets a little more challenging, but amazing airplane, and it does the job that we need it to do.
Does it come with a paddle?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I have one each float.
I was going to say a paddle, an anchor, and a life jacket.
That's right.
And hopefully the copod is the other paddle.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you guys go about getting fuel? I mean, you have to have it brought in by ship?
Yeah, it comes in 50-gallon drums, and it's shipped in from Australia.
Wow.
Well, that's got to be interesting, moving around those drums. They're 400 pounds a piece.
Oh,
well, think about it. Where we're expanding right now, it's 55 miles from the nearest road. We have to ship it in barges, and then we're moving it on floating docks and in the swamp with pushing it on a cart. Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's a big logistic challenge.
Right.
But it allows us to do the job that we need to do.
So if you're a pilot, be ready to do it all.
Absolutely, yeah. You're going to sweat a lot. You're going to work hard, but you're going to make an amazing, tremendous impact through your love of aviation, of people, and that's what we do.
You get a warm reception everywhere you land.
I'll tell you a quick story. I landed in a village a few weeks ago. Never seen an airplane, so they're putting flowers on me. I don't have any hair, so I'm having to put the flowers behind my ear and big welcoming dance and sing. And then I get back in the plane, I take off, and no one told me there was these red ants on the flowers. And if you can imagine, taking off over the trees with 100 red ants chomping on you. it was a lot of fun. But
wow,
it never gets old going into places where people, it's a direct impact.
Right.
People die if you're not there.
Yeah.
People live if you're there. And that's you can imagine the reception you get as well. And it's always amazing to see. I've been flying over there 15 years now, and seeing even the first patient that we flew in that was breech birth for 3 days. She was unconscious. Had a baby after we got her in. She named him after me, which is a whole nother story. But baby Mark is now 15 years.
There's a lot of marks there now.
15 years old. Yeah, I just saw her recently on the side of the village, and she just became a grandma. Her name's Antonia, and seeing her life has changed. She's a grandma now. Mark's in seventh grade at boarding school.
Wow.
Doing amazing. And just seeing a generational change in that village from our work. And that's just one story of the thousands I could tell you.
That's amazing. That is something.
Well, the one thing I thought is the weather systems out there, are these things predictable, or do you get a lot of pop-up stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of pop up. It's almost every afternoon you're dealing with some sort of weather. It kind of starts as a fog in the morning, and then it rises up and becomes thunderstorms in the afternoon. The weather's there's no you don't put your four flight on and grab weather over there. There's no ATIS or
there's no phone coverage. There's no nothing. You're on your own.
You're on your own. So you're making you have a windy app basically, and you're making good decisions based off of that. And but you're always ready for it. You're gonna have you're going to fight weather almost every day at some capacity, and so we train for it, and it's just part of life over there.
So it sounds like if you're a young pilot with a seaplane rating, it'd be a good place to be.
Yeah, well, the one thing about our organization, we're a Christian organization, our families and pilots that come over literally raise their own funding, which keeps our funding down, our funding needs down when we operate over there at no charge. And so these are families that are committed to serving people, to uprooting their whole family, moving them over there for 2 years at a time.
Wow.
Because they believe it's that important to serve someone on the other side of the world and share God's love with them. And that's a lot of what this film is about today at the EAA Museum. At 1 o'clock, you can see the story of the flying canoe and what we're doing to make an impact, change lives in Papua New Guinea.
Okay, that's over at the EAA Museum. Mark, I want to thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure talking with you. EAA Museum, 1 o'clock today, the flying canoe.
Thank you, and we'd love for you to jump on SamaritanAviation.org and see what we're all about. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Stories every day of lives being changed and lives being saved over in Papua New Guinea.
Cool. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.